Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah! And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we begin the final hour of the show, the final hour of the day, the final hour of the week. We head into our first full fall football festival weekend, and it starts last night. NFL football, Kansas City Chiefs, 27-20 winners over the Baltimore Ravens, who decided, how can we make this loss as gut-wrenching as possible? And the answer is, have a game-tying, perhaps winning touchdown called back by the length of a well-pedicured toenail. That's how you make it as devastating as possible. That one stung just a little bit. We'll come back to that later on in the show. Because Rob Brown missed the cover because of that. He missed the spread by a point. He had not one, not two, but three parlays die because the Ravens forgot Derrick Henry existed for three quarters, and I'll never understand that. John Harbaugh, what is wrong with you, man? What are we doing here? What are we doing here, John? What are we? That is two games in the against the Chiefs in a row that you just forgot you have a running back who's good. Unbelievable. We'll put the NFL to bed. We got some college football. Already broke down the South Carolina game on the road against Kentucky. The Clemson game at home against Appalachian State. Couple of games that I think are prove-it games for those two teams. We'll get back to that coming up in a little while. But you all, of course, know that Friday night, round these parts, starts on Friday. When the boys of fall get a little high school football going on a Friday night. And wouldn't you know it, joining us here on the show, the fellas from the Moving the Chains podcast, which you can find online at movingchains.com. You can find them on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Moving Chains. No G on that, just Moving Chains. And their podcast available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever you find major podcasts today. A special treat, because not only is John Epps the only one of the three that showed up for all 3 weeks so far, by the way, bonus points to John, because not only did he, but he was rocking the hat again, which for a minute there we were a little concerned. But today, the extra special treat, because Jarrell Hendricks has gotten himself up out of bed, ignored his other responsibilities as both a husband and a worker to be here on the show. Fellas, how the hell we doing, boys?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
Yeah, man. Jarrell Hendricks out of bed. This is early in the morning for you, I believe.
Dude, I do not get up early. I am not a morning person. I don't know how you do this radio show every day. I mean, I couldn't imagine doing it, sir. But no, I appreciate the intro. Happy to be here. Energy drinks always. But yeah, I'm excited to be here. Talk a little high school football. Love Friday.
Love Friday nights. Fellas, we got games taking place around the upstate of South Carolina. So let's jump into then. Johnny Boy, let's start with you. We got a rivalry game on the docket tonight when Powdersville travels down to Wren. I got my first experience at Wren last year when I was calling a game at Wren. I'll tell you this. The away side of the stadium, it's an older stadium. The home side of the stadium, that place freaking rocks. Those fans are insane down there at Wren. I had a ball sitting across the field watching that home team. It's a good little home field, a good little home field advantage for Wren. They got Powdersville coming to the house. The Powdersville 0-2 looking for win number one. Wren looking to stay undefeated in this one.
Yeah, it's a fun Anderson County matchup. Powdersville, a relatively new school who broke away from the kind of Wren district. If Powdersville didn't exist, those kids would be at Wren most likely. So a good rivalry game, and that's what makes this interesting. It's a 4A matchup, Wren 4A, Powdersville 3A. But these guys play some tight football. Last year, Wren won this game 42-39 in a shootout. I think we're going to see a similar game here. Wren, they're led by their running back, Reese Price. He's already racked up 4 touchdowns in their first 2 games. I think Wren is probably the better team in this game, but they haven't been tested yet. They beat, rolled over a Palmetto team in week 0 and then blew out not a great Easley squad last week. This will certainly be their toughest test. Should be a really good rivalry ball game. Should be a close ball game, but I think Wren ekes it out.
Just because I'm curious about that, with Wren, which is not a huge school and not a team that can field an enormous team, when they have a team like Powdersville pop up and it can eat into the roster size, which already they're not going to field a huge team, how have they handled that?
You know, I think with 4A compared to 3A, it's not that big of a jump. Obviously, you know, these schools didn't drastically change in enrollment last year. High school rules did, you know, redid classification. That could be a whole show how that went. But there's not a huge difference in the depth perspective, I don't think, between these two clubs. It's enough to where if you want to grind it out and you want to beat them in the end of the game in the fourth quarter, it may have a little bit of difference in the trenches. But Powdersville is a big team. They're a well-coached team as well. You know, they're going to be in this thing with the people that they've got. They've got the talent. They've got the depth to compete. I think when you get to 1A and 2A, it's a big difference. 5A to 3A is a big difference. But 4 to 3, not too big of a deal.
Jarrell, Daniel, JL, man, Daniel ranked number 2 in the state in the 4A poll. JL, man, 8th in the state in the 5A poll. So you got a team towards the top of the 4A taking on a team right around in the middle of the 5A. Looks to me, this one might have a little spice to it, a little kick to it, Jarrell Hendricks.
Man, this one's got some juice for real. JL, man, took one on the chin last week. They lost in overtime. You know, at home, they had a big-time game against the Gaffney Indians. Could not get that one done, unfortunately, you know, losing 42-40. You know, do they, you know, use that as kind of a springboard, use some momentum from that game and say, hey, we can play with the best of the best in 5A and keep going as Coach Watson has continued to build that Patriots program? Or do they kind of have a letdown game? But it's a game where you're playing Daniel, and it doesn't matter what classification Daniel plays against. They are one of the better teams in one of the best programs in the state. I got a stat for you guys here. We got this from our show on Tuesday. Daniel has won 46 straight regular season games, and they have not lost a regular season road game since 2017. The Lions are not afraid to go to Slayton Field and win this game. It should be a tight one. I've got to side with Daniel in this game. Coach Frooster is one of the better coaches in the state. Obviously, he's won state championships. They won three out of the last four state championships that they've played for. This Daniel Lions team is for real. This program is for real. I think JL Mann is still struggling to get over the top winning that big game. Obviously, they're breaking in a new quarterback there, McLeod Darnell. He did some really good things last Friday, but let's see if he can carry that over. But I got to ride with Daniel until they prove me otherwise.
I like it. I like it. Let's keep going. Westside at TL Hannah John. Westside defending. As we say it on this show, reigning, defending, undisputed 4A state champs from last year, and handed TL Hannah their only regular season loss last year. There is nothing better in football than a revenge game.
On top of that, this is another big-time Anderson County rivalry game. So big, both teams took last week off. They both played a game in week zero, did not play last week, getting ready for this one. This is a big-time ball game. We'll be over at TL Hannah. Westside with all kind of talent on their side of the field. They won this game last year, too, 42-30. That was TL Hannah's only loss until they got to Dutch Fork in the playoffs. You know the Yellow Jackets will have some revenge on their mind tonight. I think Westside just got too much talent, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You know, we talk about Cutter Woods all the time. He's going to be a Gamecock next year. Great pickup for South Carolina. They're going to have a good quarterback room coming in next year. I think Westside wins this game, but this should be a really, really fun ball game. And two very contrasting styles. You got Westside, they're going to want to throw the ball all over the field. TL Hannah, they're going to want to keep it on the ground. So it'll be a fun game to watch.
Lonzo, you ready to sow some dissension among the ranks here?
Yeah, I see it.
Uh-huh.
I see it.
While John Epps is taking time out of his ever-busy schedule to be here today, looking good as always, to talk some high school ball.
Jarrell got up.
While Jarrell Hendricks got out of bed and put his face on to talk football with us, we get a chat from Kevin Thomas himself that says, "Go get 'em, boys," with a Z, made a par on one just for y'all. So not only did homie not show up for the show today, but he didn't show up, joins the stream during the interview to let us all know that he'd rather be golfing then be here, fellas. I'm not gonna say a word. All right, that's a coworker. I'm not allowed to talk bad about him.
Oh, I am. Up here. I'm curious. Is getting to par, is that a big deal for him? Is that something unusual? Because he's making it sound like it's an unusual thing.
I've always heard he's a scratch golfer, a great golfer. You know, if you're gonna do something for me, at least make a birdie. I mean, I don't understand that. You know, I don't understand the celebration of making a par.
Yeah, he says scratch. What he means is he's telling you it's a par while he's scratching off the plus three.
He gotta act like he's been there before. Come on.
Listen, I don't care that he's bragging about a par. I get like one of those every 18 holes I play. I'm good with that. Drop the bars if you get some pars. I'm fine with that, fellas. It's the fact that he knew you'd be on, stopped the round of golf to get on the stream to tell you that he's golfing, and then disappeared. I got to tell you, that ain't exactly the mark of a leader, gentlemen. It's just not.
All right, I have a major problem with this because we're having a fine segment. We're learning about high school football all over the upstate, and you have to stop to talk about a guy who's not here. That's disruptive. That's counterproductive.
That's their coworker.
Right, but that's counterproductive.
Are we supposed to ignore that?
If he wants to make those comments, he should wait till after the segment. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he should.
So now he made it all about him, and he's not even here.
Yeah, so all I'm saying is John Jarrell, I just need y'all to see that your boy decided he wanted to be more important than you in a segment he couldn't even show up for.
And, you know, it's football season. We all know right here it's football season. Golf, we can talk about golf in the summer, spring. That's golf time. This is football.
Thank you.
Yeah, my issue is, I mean, we're here to uplift high school football communities, the fans, the players, everyone who supports it. And here we have a guy who thinks he's bigger than that on a Friday during the Rob Brown Show. with the fantastic Lonzo producing every week. I don't understand it. It infuriates me too as well.
The whole problem down at the 0-2 Florida State Seminoles is they got a bunch of fellas down there that think they're bigger than the program. When your team thinks they're bigger than the program, that's where you start to fall off. All right, we got a couple more games that we want to run down before we let the boys go. Rapid fire, I'll let whoever wants to talk about them talk about them. Let's do like 30 to 45 seconds each. Mountain View at St. Joseph's.
MVP, man. Jalen McGill, that's all I got to say. Probably the best player in the state, running back there. He transferred over from Broome last year. These guys are rolling. They have fast, you know, climbed up the polls in the 3A ranks. They're going to be a legitimate contender. Bryson Drummond, they've got a ton of stars. That's their team name. They're going to be fantastic. MVP is going to continue to roll this season.
Fountain Inn at Malden.
Malden on a 13-game losing streak, trying to crack through tonight against a Fountain Inn team. First year, the Fountain Inn Fury have 12th graders on the squad. They've got a win under their belt. Should be a fun game. I think it's going to be a tight game.
Couple of storylines there. I like that a lot. Christchurch at Riverside.
Christchurch, man, they're getting beaten up. You know, they're starting 0-2. Riverside, they've been an upstart. They went to Greenville, went to Serene Stadium, and beat up on the Red Raiders. Got a sophomore quarterback in Amerib there. Has already, I want to say, 9 touchdowns on the season. He is doing fantastic. I like Riverside to keep winning, and I like Christchurch to go 0-3.
Dorman at Greenwood.
You don't get two much more historic programs than this right here, Dorman and Greenwood. Both are in 5A this year. Dorman, I don't know how good they are, and I'm not sure how good Greenwood is. I think there's a lot of question marks in this game. It's going to be down in Greenwood. Beautiful facility they've got down there. Should be a good ball game, and it'll be good to see both these teams be good and competitive in 5A this year.
And let's wrap it up. Boiling Springs at Chapman.
This one should be a very good game, but I like Bowling Springs here, man. This has been my sleeper team going into the season. I think they're very good. Obviously, a Chapman program, that's fantastic, but you get a little disparity there in 5A, 3A. Lincoln Husky, I think he was on your station, one of the players of the week. He is fantastic. Outstanding lacrosse player as well, but he's dynamic. Lefty can really sling it. I love the Bowling Springs defense as well. Coach Matt Real does a fantastic job, but it should be a good one over there in Spartanburg.
Jarrell Hendricks, John Epps, both of them. You heard that? We're rapid fire. They got thoughts. They got an analysis. They got opinions. They got winners. They got losers. And they don't got Kevin. Kevin's just slowing the whole thing down at this point, fellas. He's in here talking about golf on college or on High School Football Fridays. What are we doing?
Hey, we might have to split off, you know. Disgruntled employees, that's usually what they do, right?
I'm telling you, man. Listen, just take the name, put a Z on the end, because apparently that's what the cool kids are doing nowadays. All right, and we'll see where it goes. Fellas, glad to have you as always. John Epps, Jarrell Hendricks, the boys from the Moving the Chains pod. You can find them online at movingchains.com. No G in that, Moving Chains. Same handle for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can find the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, and Friday Night Spaces on Twitter/X, whatever the hell you want to call it. On Friday nights, as the games are going final, the boys go live and break it down from around the state. Is Kevin going to grace us with his presence for that, or is he going to be hanging around on a 19th hole in a ditch somewhere?
Probably depends on how many pars he gets today.
I don't believe he's got one. Jarrell Hendricks, John Epps here on the show. Appreciate you, big boys. We'll see y'all next Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good Friday, boys.
You got it. John Epps, Jarrell Hendricks, the GOATs of local high school football coverage, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. We are back after this with the storylines you need to watch out for in NFL Week 1. We'll do some college and NFL predictions out the door in the final segment of the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
NFL week one is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. So let's take a look at what I consider some of the bigger storylines in the season this year. And let's start with two teams, one of which played last night, that I'm very interested in. I feel as if this year is a very important year for the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers. And I feel that this year is a very important year for both of those teams for the same reason. Can either one of them get past Patrick Mahomes? Last night, the Ravens failed to do so in an opportunity on the road, 27-20. They fall to Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium. So will a lot of teams this year. There is no shame in that. In fact, I even give... The Ravens credit, because for about 2.98 quarters, they put up a hell of a fight, and then Lamar just could not ice it down on the last drive, despite having two wide open receivers in the end zone. Either one of them would have caught a touchdown that would have given them the opportunity to get a two-point conversion and win, kick the XP and tie, or miss the two-point conversion and lose, but cover the spread. Not that I'm bitter. Very interesting. San Francisco, on the flip side. Lonzo and I had a whole conversation about this earlier this week. I have said a couple of times, San Francisco has put together maybe the best set of skill position talent in the NFL. Kittle at the tight end, Ayuk on one side, Debo on the other side, McCaffrey in the backfield, Juszczyk at the fullback spot. It's about as good as you could ask for an NFL team to be when it comes to talent on the field on any given offensive snap. However, they have had multiple chances to get by Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, and they have failed to do so. At this point, I said earlier in the week, because of the situation with Brock Purdy, unless you're just not going to sign the guy back, I don't know how you get another quarterback that you know is going to come in, slot in immediately, and be ready to compete with that. Now, is there the possibility that you can do some off-season contract restructuring, get a little bit more cap, just not sign Purdy and release him and find somebody? Yeah, but I think you're probably going to be rolling the dice with that. I don't know how they end up in a spot where they're able to replace Brock Purdy with another quarterback that you genuinely think can come in and compete with the roster as it is currently assembled. I think if the Niners don't get it done this year, it is going to be time for a big time readjustment of the San Francisco 49ers. And maybe it's Kyle Shanahan as the head coach. Kind of tough to get rid of a head coach who has taken you to a pair of Super Bowls in the past handful of years. Kind of tough to do that. But at the same time, you've built the juggernaut, but the juggernaut keeps getting stopped at the last second. How do you fix that? I don't know. Again, I've told you, I don't think Brock Purdy is a great quarterback. I think Brock Purdy is a good quarterback on a great team. I just don't know what the game plan is to replace him with somebody that you trust more. Because I do think Brock Purdy's a good quarterback. I just don't think he's great, right? And so if you got a good quarterback, I don't know what the plan is to replace him with somebody who's better. Well, it's not just how can they end up with somebody that's better. It's, is there anybody that's going to be available that is better? And that's a, I think that's a fair question to ask. So those two teams, very interesting. We did get a bit of an answer last night with the Baltimore Ravens. Obviously, number two, the question mark that we have been having so far this offseason and will to the end of the ride. What are the odds of a Chiefs three-peat? Well, I will tell you right now, there have been six teams in the modern era with an opportunity to three-peat. The 1980 Pittsburgh Steelers, the 1990 San Francisco 49ers, the 1994 Dallas Cowboys, the 1999 Denver Broncos, the 2005 New England Patriots, and now the 2024 Kansas City Chiefs. Those are the six teams that have been set up for a three-peat. So far, five of them in the modern era have all failed to do so. And here's the fun thing. The Kansas City Chiefs, of all those teams, have the longest odds to win the Super Bowl in their three-peat year. The Steelers in 80 were plus 240. The 49ers in 90 were plus 350. Those two teams were the shortest odds in the NFL to win the Super Bowl that year. The Cowboys in 1994 were 3-1, second longest behind only the four, or second shortest only behind the 49ers that year. The 99 Broncos were 5-1, second to the Vikings that year. The 05 Patriots were 5-1. They had the shortest odds in the NFL tied that year. And this year, the Kansas City Chiefs have the shortest odds in the NFL, but they are also 5-1, which is tied for the longest odds of any team on the verge of a three-peat entering the NFL season. Can they get it done?
After watching one game, what do you think? If you had to predict right now, do you think that they can win, get back and win
they
the Super Bowl?
Are absolutely good enough to get back. The what I needed to see out of Xavier Worthy, we got in week one.
We did.
And I told, I'm going to keep it a buck. I have been saying to Lonzo since the draft, the Chiefs' ability to win a third Super Bowl consecutively is going to depend on how good Xavier Worthy is. Now, keep in mind, you still got to add Hollywood Brown down the line. He didn't play last night. Now, Hollywood Brown is a guy that has suffered streaks of having the dropsies in years gone by. But you put him on the other side, and now Xavier Worthy, to me, becomes even more dangerous.
I was going to say, just about everybody dropped a pass last night, including Juju, got like one pass, and welcome back.
Yep. So, to me, the answer is, yeah, there's a very strong possibility. In fact, I would argue, of all these teams, I would be willing to say the Chiefs, and it may be recency bias. It may just be that, you know, for the most part, with the exception of including, because I was coming on the air that year, I have never been broadcasting during a time where a team has been on the verge of a three-peat. So I, again, the last time it happened was 2005. I was 20 years old. I turned 40 in less than a year, right? Doesn't happen very often. So maybe it's recency bias, but all the teams on this list, I would say this team, with the exception of maybe, top of my head, maybe the 94 Cowboys, are like the most equipped to do it because nothing's changed. You got the same running back. You got the same but upgraded wide receiver core. You got a GOAT candidate at quarterback. Somebody yesterday made a graph comparing the stats of where Tom Brady was at the same number of years and seasons into the career as Patrick Mahomes are. It is creepy how similar the numbers are. They're almost exactly the same.
I think you could probably look at it out of the 3 Super Bowls they've won and the 4 Super Bowls they've been to recently, probably only one year was a dominant year. Yeah. I mean, every other year they could have lost, and a couple of those games in the playoffs went into overtime. The one year they didn't go, they lost to Cincinnati in overtime.
That is correct. Walk off OT field goal.
So there's it's not like they're dominant by far over everybody else, but at the same time, they kind of feel like it. It's weird.
Well, it's again, it doesn't feel dominant game by game. You've been saying this all offseason. The Chiefs constantly are in last play battles, but then they end up 13-4. They win those battles, right? And to me, that's the mark of a great team. It doesn't matter if you win by 1 or 40. It counts the same for the playoff seeding at the end of the year. A great team finds themselves in battles but continues to execute and doesn't panic. And I think Lamar was panicking in the last. I'm a big Lamar guy. I think Lamar was panicking on that last set of goal line plays.
We all know you're a big Lamar guy.
I don't know what you're telling.
You tell that from the sports flash.
It is what it is, man. It is what it is. So with that being said, I think this is of the six teams, five of which went for the three-peat in my lifetime, the other in 1980, I do think the Chiefs have the best opportunity to three-peat.
You know, at the same time, at least on the AFC side, if Baltimore ends up representing the Super Bowl, going to the Super Bowl, still not that big of a surprise. And you could throw in Cincinnati there also. I don't think that in years past, Buffalo could have also been thrown in there, but we haven't seen them play yet, and there are major concerns. On the NFC, the only team that I can think of that's like that, that's you probably know they're going, it's San Francisco.
Here's another one. Let's look down this list. Here is the list, great one, of the best odds for a number of betting categories. Best odds for a Super Bowl winner this year, 5-1, Kansas City Chiefs. Shortest odds to win the AFC, probably no shock, Kansas City Chiefs at 325. In the NFC, San Francisco at plus 260. But shortest odds to win the AFC East as of today, Lonzo. The Bills at plus 175. To win the AFC North, the Ravens at plus 140. The Houston Texans to win the AFC South at plus 105. The Chiefs to win the AFC West at minus 250. They are the shortest odds of any division winner. Minus 135 for the Eagles to win the East. Plus 125 for the Lions to win the NFC North. The NFC South, the Falcons, minus money at minus 135. The second shortest divisional champ is the 49ers at minus 200. Regular season MVP, shortest odds to win the MVP, Patrick Mahomes at plus 475. That number's interesting because ordinarily at this point, you usually got somebody that's sitting around 3-1. What a plus 425 says is even though Mahomes is the favorite, it's a longer odds favorite than you'd like at this point, which means that award is very much up in the air. Offensive player of the year, shortest odds, great one, 7-1 for Tyreek Hill. That's big for Miami. Why? Because while the Buffalo Bills are the favorite to win that division at plus 175, which is the, I believe, the longest odds of, or excuse, the longest odds of any division winner. Nobody has a better payout to win their division than the Bills. The Dolphins are going to have a lot to say about that. And a lot of what the Dolphins have to say about that is Tyreek Hill. If he is able to lock down that Offensive Player of the Year award, the Buffalo Bills won't win the AFC East. The Miami Dolphins will. That's what I'm taking from these odds. Defensive Player of the Year, shortest odds belong to Micah Parsons, which, again, if the Cowboys are going to win the NFC East, Lonzo, it's going to be because of their defense, not because of their offense. All right? They got CeeDee Lamb. And I'll tell you right now, CeeDee Lamb's one of my favorite long bets for a lot of awards. Why? Because he's all Dallas has got. Who else they got? Jake Ferguson at a tight end. What else they got? A 30-plus-year-old Zeke Elliott? A Zeke that they already let go once because he couldn't get it done? That got let go at New England because he couldn't get it? That's the guy you're going to carry it on? Who else they got? Brandon Cooks, who is so old that he played with Drew Brees when the Saints were good. Not like end-of-the-road Drew Brees. Like good Drew Brees. Played with that Drew Brees. That was 116 years ago. And Brandon Cooks is your speed guy. I don't trust it. If the Cowboys are going to do a damn thing this year, it's got to be because of the defense. And if it's got to be because of the defense, Micah Parsons has got to be a contributor and a part of this award. Offensive Rookie of the Year Award winner. Keep in mind, your MVP winner, plus 475. Your Offensive Player of the Year Award winner, 7-1, plus 700. Your Defensive Player of the Year Award winner, plus 425. Your Offensive Rookie of the Year Award winner, the betting favorite right now, great one, Caleb Williams at plus 140. Plus 140. That's some short odds. Now, they're inherently going to be shorter because there's only a handful of guys that are in the mix for this. Bo Nix, Jane Daniels, Caleb Williams, Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison Jr., etc. There's only a few guys in the mix. But plus 140 is some short odds. Defensive Rookie of the Year, Dallas Turner and Lietu Latu, both plus 425. Comeback Player of the Year Award, 2-1, Aaron Rodgers. No shock there. Here's the one that blew my mind. Coach of the Year Award winner. Lonzo, give me three names. Coach of the Year Award winner. Andy Reid. Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan.
There we go.
Maybe if you like some turnaround guys, Doug Peterson at Jacksonville, well, D'Amico Ryans at Houston, if he wins back-to-back.
This is a lot of guessing. So 100%. So the front runners, the teams that you think are going to win, it just makes sense that their coaches would be in the running.
And again, I can come up with some that I can put storylines. If the Jacksonville Jaguars turn it around and win the AFC South, Doug Peterson's in that mix, right? You want to know who the shortest odds to win Coach of the Year are? And by the way, it's at plus 850. Matt Eberflus. That's how much the folks in Vegas believe in Caleb Williams this year. Caleb Williams is an easy front runner for Offensive Rookie of the Year, and the Coach of the Year is Matt Eberflus, shortest odds right now. That is wild to me. Wild.
So do they ever throw something out? Vegas ever throw something out knowing that there's no way it's going to happen, just trying to get money to come
the
a certain way?
The answer is actually yes. The answer is yes, and they will call it a trap bet. Basically, they will base a bet on something else that they don't think is likely to hit. And yes, they are trying to trap you in. Now, they don't do it often. They don't do it often because it becomes a massive liability, right? It becomes a massive liability because if the public falls for that and they sink their teeth into it and then it hits, Vegas is cooked, all right? So it's not often. I don't think that's the case here. I really do think that a lot of people truly, genuinely believe that the Bears are going to be a threat this year. And I say that because I'm one of them. I am. I have bought in. I have not bought in until 3 weeks ago. I have bought in on the Bears as a hype machine. Let's take a break. We'll come back here in a minute. We'll run up and down the biggest football games this weekend, give you some thoughts on each as we get you set up for Friday night football, for Saturday, all day and night football, for Sunday, all day and night football. And then we come back on Monday for Monday Night Football. God, football season. It's the best. Love you, football. So glad you're back. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. All right, a couple things that we'll run through the football schedule this weekend. Keegan said, my niece is a flyer for her cheer team. I'm trying to convince her to become a WWE wrestler. You have our explicit endorsement of that decision, Keegan. James said, I am shocked that Kansas City would win a one-score game with the ref getting involved right at the end. It's something you never see, ever. Certified hater mode. It's just wild how we have this exact conversation at least 18 times a season. Maybe KC wins a game by two touchdowns convincingly this season. Lonzo's hair, if it wasn't for the Chiefs, would be like jet black. It's just gray because of the Chiefs.
No, I've gotten better at not doing that anymore. I mean, maybe it comes with age, lack of testosterone. I don't know. But I'm just like, yeah, there's 10 minutes left. We're down by 12. I'm okay with that. Probably going to be okay. We're either going to win or lose on the last drive. That's just how, and I'm saying we because I want to. If you don't like it, I don't care.
Fair enough.
So we are Kansas City.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at some of the biggest games for this weekend upcoming. We'll start by running down very quickly the college football slate. Do have a couple of games tonight. BYU is at SMU. Duke is at Northwestern. We kick it off with the big boys tomorrow. Texas at number 10, Michigan. That's a 3-10 matchup in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Texas favored by a full tutty in this one. The Longhorns minus 7 with an OU set at 42.5. Great one.
Wow. I mean, I'm so glad we're having some really good matchups.
Real good matchups.
I mean, starting off with that, we're going to find out if Texas is for real and if Michigan is still there from last year, even without Connor and Jimbo and all those guys. I think Texas is going to win this.
Spoiler alert, they're not there without Connor Stallions or J.J. McCarthy or Blake Corum or Jim Harbaugh or all the things that made them good.
They're missing a few people who are in the NFL now.
Texas to win, Texas to cover.
Oh, by the way, I
cover.
Saw a thing Josh Pate threw up. Connor Stallions is now the head coach of his high school.
I saw that.
Because unfortunately the head coach had a stroke.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's that.
That team's going to know everything.
Yes.
Oh, real quick, you want to hear something very funny? I found this. Here you go. This is former Ohio State University tight end Cade Stover being asked about the Connor Stallions situation last year. Cade Stover, former Buckeye tight end turned Houston Texan, saying we lined up to run a tight end screen we had never run before, and before we even started the play, they were yelling screen, screen, screen. He says he knew something was up at that point.
Yeah, I saw something similar to that on X just about 10 minutes ago where they were showing, there was a picture showing him out there and like a bunch of Michigan guys already there on it before he even did it. It was a little obvious, but, you know, it's okay. They won that thing legitimately.
Texas wins. Texas covers. Let's move on with a couple of other big ones from the weekend, because like Lonzo said, it's a pretty good week of games. Let's go down, because we do have a bunch. Let's go South Carolina, Kentucky. Kentucky minus 8.5 now. They were at 7.5. Betting public all over Kentucky. Are we fading them and taking the Gamecocks to cover? Maybe an outright win, Lonzo?
I have bias. I'm going with the Gamecocks. I think Lenora Sellers gets a little bit faster every single game, and I think some guys are going to actually catch the ball this time, and that's going to be the difference.
I'm actually going to agree with you. I will say this. If he doesn't have a breakout game, if they don't look cohesive offensively, I'm done with them for the year. It'll be a real problem. I'm going to go Gamecocks, not to win, but to cover. They do have to win this game if they want to go to a bowl game, though. If they do not, I think that they may very well be cooked in this one. South Florida's at Alabama. I only want to know, do they cover Alabama 31 points on the spread?
No.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. This team might win the national championship. Tennessee's at NC State. This one being played neutral site, Bank of America up in Charlotte. The Volunteers minus 10. I'll go first. Yeah, they're covering. Tennessee's real good. Real good. Real, real good. Believe the hype bowl.
I don't believe the hype bowl until I see it. And I'm not saying that Tennessee's going to lose, but I don't think they cover.
Appalachian State at Clemson. The Tigers, 16.5 point favorites in this one. Great one at Memorial Stadium.
Come on. I know Clemson struggled in the second half. They got this. The defense may score some points.
App State covers. Clemson wins.
Wow.
App State covers. Clemson wins. I think they win by a couple of touchdowns, but I think the Mountaineers cover. A game that probably wouldn't have been all that interesting a couple of weeks ago, but the Oregon Ducks struggled with the Idaho Vandals. Boise State at number 7, Oregon. The Ducks favored by 21.5.
No way they cover.
Guarantee they cover. They win by 35-plus this weekend. They flip the
switch. You're like on betting shows every week. I mean, you know, and you've had your own betting show on Saturdays for like years.
That's also true. Real quick rundown tonight, Green Bay at Philadelphia minus 2.5. Give me the Green Bay outright win tonight.
I'm going to go with Philly.
Philly?
Yeah, I'm just not believing Jordan Love. I believe last year was a fluke.
I do too, but I think they can get one because I don't believe in Jalen Hurts.
Whoever loses, it will be because of jet lag.
Pittsburgh's at Atlanta. In Atlanta, the Falcons -3.5 over the Steelers. Here's the interesting thing. Russell Wilson's got a little tweak of the old leg muscle. Question is it bad enough to make the switch? Do they throw him out there and see what he can do? Give me the Falcons to open with a dub at home.
Yeah, Russell Wilson is playing Falcons role.
Buffalo -6.5 at home, taking on the Cardinals. Yeah, I know you're not a fan, but Buffalo wins this game, right?
Yeah, I still got to go with Buffalo.
So do I. Keon Coleman, good for a touchdown in this one. Tennessee's at Chicago. Book it now. I like the Titans a lot. I like Will Levis a lot. Chicago's starting this season 1-0 with the win over Tennessee at home.
Yeah, I'm going with Titans here. Prove me wrong, Chicago. Prove me wrong.
But like the Titans?
Yeah, well, I like Will Levis.
So do I.
Because I like smelling like mayo.
Captain Mayo. New England, is it Cincinnati? This one is in Ohio. Don't need to talk about it. Give me the Bengals by 1,000.
Yeah, me too.
Houston at Indy. Houston favored by 3. Upset win. Anthony Richardson's got something to prove that he's every bit the QB CJ Stroud is. Give me the Colts at the house, baby.
No, come on, CJ.
Jacksonville is at Miami. Dolphins at home favored by just 3.5. Look out. Tyreek's going bananas. Give me the Fins to cover.
Yeah, same here.
Carolina is at New Orleans. Saints favored by 4. It's going to be a one-point game. Give me a 24-23 New Orleans Saints win. The Carolina Panthers make it interesting.
When we did our picks, I picked Carolina to win this one, I believe, and I'm going to stick with it.
I respect it. Minnesota is at the Giants. Who cares?
Yeah, I just, oh, man, think if you had to watch that game.
Minnesota's actually favored on the road. That's how bad New York is right now. With a backup quarterback, Minnesota's favored on the road at the Giants. I'll pick the Giants to win. What the hell? Las Vegas is at the Chargers in this one. Chargers favored by 3 in the Harbaugh debut.
Come on.
No. Raiders. Chargers are going to force the run. Max Crosby going to eat. Give me the Raiders on the road. Denver is at Seattle. The Seahawks favored by a tutty in this one. Give me the Hawks at home.
I can't go with Denver in anything.
Correct. This year, that'll win you a lot of money if you do it. Dallas is at Cleveland. Cleveland -2.5. I don't care. I don't want it. I don't need it. CD for 2 touchdowns. Give me the Cowboys on the road to open up with a win over Cleveland.
Agreed.
Washington at Tampa Bay. The downfall of the Buccaneers starts here. Jaden Daniels is him. Yeah. Give me the Commanders.
Yeah, Tampa Bay wins this.
And finally, we wrap it up Sunday night. The LA Rams at the Detroit Lions. This might be the best game of the day. Not going to lie. Detroit favored by 4.5 at the house. They're going to win at the house, but the Rams will cover. This is going to be a tight game.
Detroit.
Detroit Lions. God, I love football season so much.
Yeah, me too. You startled some people when you did that. All right, the first thing is X-ing is Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor is X-ing because he's going to fight again, and I don't care.
No, that's not why.
He's training because he got in another fight.
No, he's seriously considering running for president of Ireland in 2025.
All right, whatever, dude. Fun, cool. Have fun.
Listen.
Ireland, do better.
President McGregor, the headlines, it would be so much fun. All right, the next thing it's X-ing is Roman Reigns.
I believe it is because of the fact that Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman sat down and did like a full 20-minute interview yesterday, and it was very interesting.
Bloomberg, actually.
Yeah, yeah. It's very serious. Like, Roman was in a very nice suit. And they asked him, more fun to be a face or to be a heel? And he said, I'm going to be real with you. I've made more money as a heel. But he said it as Joe. He didn't say it as Roman. It was like a real out of kayfabe interview. And he's like, I'm going to be real. All my successes come as a heel, and it's more fun, which is the right answer.
Okay. All right. The next thing that's X-ing is Bret Hart.
Bret the Hitman Hart going to be, I believe, tonight on SmackDown. Or Raw. He's coming up somewhere.
Monday.
Yeah. Monday. Okay. One of the ring announcers says, confirmed on Twitter, that Bret the Hitman Hart will be showing up on Monday, which is interesting because I do wonder what the capacity is. Because there's like 2 or 3 feuds. I could see Bret, Sami Zayn, obviously, and everything he said to Gunther. On Monday is the likely spot the Hitman shows up.
Well, there's also, I can't tell which one it is. It's either that or the fact that people are wondering if he's going to be on the Vince McMahon documentary.
That's a fair question. Because the screw job is one of the biggest parts of Bret's legacy. That's interesting. I don't think WWE is not going to promote that at all.
Oh, though. No. This is the downfall. Well, yeah, you're right. The fact that, but that's, we're talking about he's exiting. I mean, he's trending, so that could also be a reason why. You can't do a documentary about Vince McMahon and actually have it turn to what actually happened and not bring on Bret Hart.
Yeah, but also, as long as this has been a big deal, and as long as folks have been talking about this, the fact that we are this deep in and it's still controversial, even if he knows exactly what happened, nobody's going to tell you, because then it loses the appeal of what it is.
It's more about him talking about Vince McMahon and what kind of person he is.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah. And don't get me wrong. I think if Bret Hart punched Vince McMahon in the face when it happened,
and
he's recently
been bragging about it was his favorite punch of all time, the time when that documentary is going to come out.
I'm sure. That's it for us, kids. Football weekend is upon us. Enjoy Philly and Green Bay tonight, live from Sao Paulo, Brasilia. Enjoy college football tomorrow. Enjoy NFL football on Monday. When we come back on Monday morning, we break down the entire weekend that was and start looking ahead to the next. He's Lonzo. I'm Rob. Have a great weekend. Do not drink and drive. I will punch you in the face. See you back here tomorrow. Nope, Monday on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.